Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off. Today, we're joined by KCBS reporter Mike DeWald.
And as we've been reporting on KCBS, protests and rallies have been held across the Bay Area decrying the rise in violence against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. This comes in the wake of the shooting in Atlanta, in which six of the eight people killed were women of Asian descent. Mike, you have been looking into how state political leaders are responding to this violence. What can you tell us?
Good afternoon, Jeff and Patty. And that's right. We certainly saw the Bay Area out in force this weekend, from San Jose and Daly City, San Francisco and Oakland, all the way up to Santa Rosa. Of course, much of this is spurred by those events in Atlanta, but it's an issue that hits closer to home here in the Bay Area, with a string of recent violent and unprovoked attacks against elderly Asian residents. We're seeing more and more state leaders get involved in these rallies, as we did this morning, and we'll no doubt see plenty of legislation being introduced in Sacramento in the coming weeks as the calls for action from the community grow.
We're going to talk about this further. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Dr. Russell Jung. He's professor of Asian American Studies at San Francisco State University and the co-founder of Stop AAPI Hate. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. What action would you like to see come from these rallies?
These rallies are calling attention to the issue, and it is, you know, a national issue right now. The violence, the shootings, the racism are alarming, and it deserves national and statewide attention. This isn't just an Asian American issue now. It's clearly an American issue that others have towards us. What we want are actually concrete policy changes in how America addresses racism and how we can get to the long-term solutions to it.
Now, we witnessed the summer protests in 2020 over racial injustice and the Black Lives Matter movement. This, of course, a different issue, but do you see the root causes as being the same?
Yeah, I think we're in partnership with Black Lives Matter in trying to dismantle institutional racism that stems from, you know, the long roots of American racial history. Asian Americans, though, are racialized differently than African Americans. We're often cast as outsiders, as perpetual foreigners. So in those ways, we have to reconceptualize American belonging, rethink about who really is what's considered a real American. And, you know, a lot of policies hurt us because we're seen as outsiders. Last year, Trump cut migration visas. He cut H-1B visas. He cut refugee resettlement. All with this notion that Asian Americans are bringing the disease and don't belong here. And so that's the type of interpersonal violence we're experiencing, and that's the type of institutionalized racism we're dealing with.
Professor, help us with some historical perspective, if you would. Just prior to the pandemic, generally speaking, what was the level of violence against Asian Americans?
Yeah, you know, the level of violence, at least in high crime areas, was high, but generally we weren't on the receiving end of the racism we're experiencing now. Now people are coughing and spitting on us. You don't imagine in 2019 an adult coming up to another adult and just spitting on them, but that's what we're experiencing. It's pandemic related, and it's been incited by the political rhetoric of the last president.
San Jose's Japantown is going to be creating community patrols to act almost like a neighborhood watch. What do you think of that idea, and do you think it could provide a model that could be used on a larger basis?
Yeah, I think these community safety prevention models are what we need. Some people are calling for patrolling and more policing, and I think that just may lead to more criminalization of communities. But having neighbors coming out to protect neighbors, I think, is a much more welcoming approach than a patrolling approach. That gives more of a sense of safety. Similarly, in San Francisco Chinatown and Oakland Chinatown, we're calling for Chinatown strolls, where we just go out, patronize Asian businesses, eat at Asian restaurants, and be eyes and ears for our elderly neighbors. I think that approach, along with community ambassadors, where we hire local residents, again, to be a welcoming presence to greet people, that's what we're calling for.
Now, we often hear calls to defund the police. That's been an issue in recent months. But some of these also involve more policing to deal with this. How do you balance those two? Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, that's the debate. We just agree that we need policing and we need to upfund community resources. There are two separate trends. One is the racism we've experienced from COVID-19. And then secondly, we have the continued violence from crime that we see in a lot of our urban areas. They're related, and the racism has given license for people to hate. But I think the solutions to the different trends require different approaches. For the community safety issues, I think, again, having groups work across racial lines towards common neighborhood concerns. And everybody wants their elders to be safe. Everybody wants safe streets. I think that's the best approach.
You've touched a couple of times now on the role that leaders have to play in addressing this issue. How would you say President Biden is doing? How would you say Governor Gavin Newsom is doing?
I think both are calling attention to the issue now. I think they have to because, again, as I said, this has reached alarming crisis proportions. Our community is facing mass shootings. Our elderly are getting pushed and shoved and killed. The violence can't continue. So I think they need to respond. They should respond. And they now need to go beyond words to actually, again, providing concrete resources and concrete policy solutions to the issues. Again, and not just band-aid the issue with some hate crime enforcement, but we're facing racism in wide-ranging ways. We're getting bullied at schools. We're getting harassed on streets. We're getting mistreated in the workplace. So this racism isn't just the violence you see in graphic footage, but it's appearing throughout the nation in a variety of forms.
Professor, we very much appreciate your time this afternoon. Again, our guest, Dr. Russell Jeong, professor of Asian American Studies at San Francisco State University and co-founder of Stop AAPI Hate. Our thanks as well to Mike DeWald from the KCBS crew. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!